Hello there, cowboys and cowgirls. This is Alan Weiss, broadcasting from Howling Dogs International. And today, let me get back to you on that. That's right, let me get back to you on that. Now, it's amazing. Email is blamed all the time as burdensome. We get too much of it. But that's no excuse for responding to none of it. And it's just amazing that people don't get back to you from email requests. I mean, people write and ask for product, or they ask for services, or they ask for help, and people take their sweet time getting back. I remember one consultant told me, I can only focus on one thing at a time, and therefore, when I'm with a client, I don't return email messages or phone messages. I call that respect for the client. Really, I call it a learning disability. Phone messages are the same thing. It's a funny aspect of my life, but I return phone messages. I might know it's an insurance agent trying to sell me something, but that's a noble profession, and he or she has the right to do that. So I expect my phone calls to be returned, and I return people's phone calls. Now, what are the causes, do you think, for people not returning messages? I think there are basically three. One is they're terribly disorganized. They'd like to return the messages, but they can't. They can't find them. They don't know where they put them. They don't have the time to do it. A second is rudeness. We most often find that with low-level people. I find that executives respond. They might not respond personally. They might respond through someone else, but they respond because they're not threatened. However, write something to the HR department and you'll never hear back. They're trying to play games. The third is sloth. People who are just sloppy. And that's regrettable because if that's the case, you shouldn't be in business for yourself. Yet people, in a failure to get back to you, still want special favors. I founded the Society for Advancement of Consulting, SAC, about 5 or 6 years ago. And just last year, someone wrote me and said he'd like to become a charter member and get the special charter benefits from 5 years prior. And I said to him, that offer lasted for 90 days. How do you come to me 5 years later and still want it? He said, I just learned of it, though. So in effect, I would be a charter member. It just came to my attention. I hadn't gotten to the email. Now, thinking of it in that light, I wonder if I could still become a Knight of the Round Table. Move over, Arthur. Move over, Lancelot. And by the way, where's Guinevere? I've written to the people in the United Kingdom. Now, I'm sorry for my friends in the UK, but I know that you'll admit all of this is true because I know what you feel about service standards, where they collect the VAT, the value-added tax. If that's not a bad euphemism, I don't know what is, but in any case, finally, after 4 months of resubmitting forms and getting things on originals and not photocopies and complying with rules and regulations that don't even exist in the United States, I send them a package of material to collect this VAT. It's a couple of $1,000s from several programs I ran in London. And they got back to me finally. They finally wrote to me and they said, thank you for your inquiry. We now have your material and an auditor will get to it sometime in the next 6 months. Sometimes you don't want them to get back to you when the news is that blazingly stupid. We were at a restaurant the other day, and a friend of mine from the United Kingdom was just astounded because the waitress immediately offered to take his coat. And he said, well, I don't know. I might want to keep it with me. And she said, well, okay, if you change your mind, I'll come over and get it for you later. And then she stopped around to inquire if we needed more drinks and see how the food was. He said, in the UK, they just don't care. They don't get back to you. Well, here they do get back to you on occasion. I was sitting in the Connaught in London, a great hotel otherwise, and my wife and I felt it would be nice to have high tea. So around high tea time, there we sat, but we had come in a little bit late. And some patrons were still with their tea and scones and clotted cream, and some had left, but we sat down. We were the only ones who sat at that point, but it was still the allotted time. And a waiter came over, and he sort of glanced at us and walked away. And he came again, and he cleared up some plates, and he never came near us. And finally, I waved to him, and he smiled at me and nodded his head. Still didn't come over. Finally, I went over to him when I found him coming out of the kitchen. And I said, why do you think we're sitting there? We'd like some tea. And he said, oh, really? I had no idea. He just didn't get back to us. I've been complaining to DirecTV, another lamentable service operation, but this one in the United States, because they sold me some kind of transceiver or reverse inverted gizmo, I don't know what, to help get to the internet. Unlike cable, where you can just access all these shows on demand, you have to go through an internet system, your own internet system with DirecTV. Long story short, the gizmo doesn't work in my house. Has trouble with Apples, trouble with Macs, I don't know, trouble with air on the second floor. So I told them this by their email customer line, because when you get on the phone with these people, you have to plan to read two good books and perhaps enter into retirement. They got back to me and told me that they didn't refund money. It's too bad. They're sorry it didn't work, but they didn't refund money. So I engaged in a flaming email correspondence with them. Then yesterday, I got a phone call. And this woman said, "Hi, I'm Julie. I'm from DirecTV. I don't have the power to refund your money." I said, "Why are you calling me? To taunt me?" She said, "No, I do have the power to give you a $10 credit. I said, "That hardly seems sufficient." She said, "I'm going to give you a $10 credit every month for the next year." Okay, fair enough. She got back to me, and she circumvented her own system. I gotta like that. I don't like DirecTV, but I do like Julie. I had sent out an invitation to a course I was putting on, and the course was scheduled about 3 months out, and one of the people who I had sent this to never got back to me, never answered the email, except 2 weeks before he finally gets back to me, and he says, "I would love to go to your course, and I'd like to take advantage of your offer." I said, "What offer?" He said, "Well, you said that the first 10 people to register would get a free dinner with you." I said, "That was 3 months ago. It's only 2 weeks before the course. What kind of lousy draw do you think I am?" He said, "Well, I just decided to respond to the email." Do you want to stand out in a crowd? I'll tell you what. If you want to stand out in a crowd, just keep answering until you're the only one left who's still speaking. I'm Alan Weiss, and that's the way I see it. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get back to you on that. Okay, I'm getting back to you now on that. If you want to use this in reverse and really gain a competitive edge, reconfirm appointments in advance. That's right, you're going to see somebody, call them the day before or 2 days before and reconfirm. You expect someone to show up someplace, call in advance and reconfirm. That's it, not just get back to them early. You heard that here. Bye-bye.